Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name's Richie. I'm here with the Flophouse crew, Dusty, Tony, Ryan, and Jimmy. Very happy to see you guys. Tonight we're talking about 80s tech, and I'm super stoked about it. Love gadgets, anything cutting edge like that. So hope you boys are ready. Let's recline those lazy boys, plug in your electric blanket, and let's fill up the air popcorn maker. We're talking 80s tech.
Yeah, boy. Like it, Rich.
Woo! Nice. Do you remember those? The air popcorn? It just tastes like garbage, but it was like good for you, I guess. I don't know.
Oh yeah. The big bowl with the butter thing melting dish on the top. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
they were the
stuff
best.
Or the Jiffy Pop, what they put over the oven and the tin foil. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was good stuff, man. A little shimmy shake. I can never quite get that right, though. I always either like undercook it or overcook it. But I do like to see the foil like
go real big like that. Yeah, I'm gonna stay with microwave popcorn. I can't get it right either, so I don't know.
Got to go with the ounces setting.
Yeah,
that's a fine line with microwave popcorn.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, last night Lynette and I were watching, and some lady was saying on Wheel of Fortune that her and her daughter, when it's movie night at home, they go to the movies, buy the popcorn there, and then bring it home. It's like,
I would do that.
Yeah. I'll have to try that for the next movie night.
Well, who was telling me that? Wasn't one of you guys saying that they Uber Eats popcorn from the movies?
No, that was Ty when we went out.
He does that. He Uber Eats movie popcorn, and then he does this movie at home.
Dude, that's a good segue into tech right there, baby.
Yeah.
Imagine if we would have had Uber Eats back in the 80s. Oh, we would have ran those guys.
We didn't even get delivery like to our houses most of the time.
No. Especially if you live in the valley where Dusty lived. You'd be like, we don't go on the dirt roads.
Our Uber Eats was calling Rich at Burger King and, hey, bring some Whoppers back to the house with you.
Exactly. Or bring some Starbase One pizza, either or McDonald's.
Yeah, give Chuck Wells a call, right?
Yeah. Where'd Cherie and the family work?
Dude, they're
McDonald's.
They're McDonald's, too.
Yeah, I mean, any nights, the McNuggets, and they would bring all the dipping sauces. It was a sauce party, baby. Get sauced. Sorry about that. That was a bad joke. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's good. It's all good. Oh, man. I hate to be a little melancholy and a little downer, but, man, did Matthew Perry, did it just, like, hit you guys hard from Friends, Chandler?
Well, no. I think it's the
ASD. Yeah, it did. It really did.
No, you guys just, you don't, it didn't, but it did me. I don't know.
It was, it was pretty rough.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad.
I saw a funny meme about it and
it changed your perspective.
Yeah.
What was it, Jimmy?
No, it's
is it irrelevant?
Too soon. I know when I sent out a text to you guys, because he's our generation. He's our age.
He's the 80s boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, of course, shocked when I saw it.
Yeah.
And then I saw a meme and I was gonna send it to you guys. I'm like, too soon.
No, the dark side of me laughed, and then I'm like, I'm not gonna share it.
Yeah.
No, it's that little angel and little devil on your shoulder thing, right? Yeah. Jimmy, I get that same thing too, man. Sometimes
the percentage, I always go if it's got about a 30% chance of going well. So no, I'm not sending it.
Yeah, I know. I sent a text to Ryan or a group text because I, every once in a while I'll say something a little off color, and I'll get that look from my girl, and she'll be like give me that look like no. In my head it sounded really funny.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the same thing with that G-rated adult film reel I did. I thought it was hilarious, and then I posted it, and then I saw my wife sitting across the room, and I was she was starting to watch it, and I was like looking at her reaction. It was like straight face the whole time. Like,
yeah. See, we need to develop some sort of tech for our ladies, like a shot call or some sort of tech where when we tell the off or when we're getting ready to tell an off color joke, it's like, yeah. We get a little.
Kind of like our sponsor, KMP.gov. That's been a tough one to get finished, but we'll get there. But I get that look.
I can't wait, Rich.
No.
But you're not going to do it?
No, it's going to it's gonna arrive soon.
Under duress.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's crazy because I know if your house is anything like mine, there's so many animal lovers. It's like every time I bring that up and I start laughing, it's like crickets in the room.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh harder for some reason. It's just so twisted.
Yeah, there's something wrong with us. Just a little bit.
Definitely.
A little bit off.
We need to have some tech fix us.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, know your audience.
Yeah, exactly. Read the room. Yeah, I get it. And we're not very good at reading the room. I think that's where we
sometimes
they didn't teach that in Bullhead.
No, definitely. No. Right? I like that.
No, self awareness, not at all.
No.
You could take the boy from Bullhead,
but we rush for the bottom. We would see how low we could go. Gay chicken got really weird sometimes.
Wait. What is? I don't know if I want you to repeat it. I don't know.
Okay. Gay chicken? You've never heard of it?
No.
Where straight guys act gay and who are, it's like chicken, but you're like going in to kiss or something.
Oh, I get it. Like playing chicken.
Playing chicken.
I get you.
Like, I'm going to win this one for sure.
I'm winning this one. Yeah. Like, name a state.
Jimmy.
Ryan the chicken.
Was that was the hand on the thigh and how far it got, right?
Knee.
Is that it?
Started at the knee.
I knew Tony was gonna elaborate on it. I was just gonna let it go and have an inside joke, but Tony had to explain it to the viewers. Now it's explicit. No. It wasn't an explicit game. It was just a funny game.
Yeah.
It's like chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dangerous chicken.
Okay. So anyways, you guys have a good Halloween.
Thank you, Rich.
Thanks for bringing us back on track.
Yeah.
I kind of a Scrooge this year. Didn't hand out candy, but our neighborhood's been pretty barren lately. So we stayed and watched some movies, and I watched Terrifier, and I think it's on Netflix or something, but it's a clown movie, and it is horrific. So I just wanted to put it out there. Don't watch it.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.
Clowns and those baby dolls.
So much, but don't watch it.
I won't.
Clowns and those baby dolls, man. But both of those creeps. They give me creeps. Yeah. Creeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, when we go back and edit this episode, don't add in the face of the Terrifier clown. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely
we
not.
We don't want to do that, so don't.
Okay.
But I mean, if you did, it'd be scary.
That would be.
Okay. That would be scary.
If we did that.
If we did it.
Last week I wanted to mention really quickly that I met up with Ryan because he was in town. It was awesome. And this kind of has to do with tech. So, Ryan, I hope you don't mind if I kind of say, you know, you're in town for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went up there and now I have to have surgery. So I just want to thank you for
sorry, Rich.
For being in town. And I
helped Rich get surgery, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that might be the case, but I just wasn't sure. So
a scan? Did you get the scan, Rich? Came back with a little.
The funniest thing, and it's nothing crazy, but the funniest thing is, I walked out of the scan room, and the tech was there, and the first thing out of her mouth was,
I'm no doctor, but
when you hear that, you're in trouble.
That made me laugh so hard. Well, inside. But it was funny. Just starting a conversation like
that. Yeah, whenever you come out, when you get off the scanner and the first thing out of the technologist's mouth is, I'm not a doctor, but it's never going to follow.
Don't eat bacon this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but
it was fun to hang out.
Yeah, it was. It was. But I'm just going to put a little plug in for screening. I think, you know, if you have an opportunity to scan, to get a screening scan of your heart or, you know, what have you, do it. Because, you know, it's preventative medicine is a way to go. Saves you in the long run for sure. But so calcium score, awesome. Do it if you can. Save your life.
I have a question for you, Ryan. So I went and got mine done not too long ago, and it was I thought because of my diet and some of my previous lifestyles, I thought for sure I was like, oh man, I was braced for it.
Mm.
But good news, all
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But it's like so weird. It's like I that's the one thing I don't understand. You have a guy like me who ate like crap, treated his body like crap, and I get this, you know. They were like, what do you do? And I'm like, I was embarrassed. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, and then you get like, I have a buddy of mine. He's a neighbor. He was a marathon runner and he eats nothing but green. And his was actually high. And I was like, what? There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's so weird.
Yeah. I'll say there's a lot of genetics involved with that for
sure. Is there?
Okay. Yeah. So, what a shitty one-upsman on you, Tony.
Yeah. Rich has well, I just thought,
I know.
Oh, mine was great. Mine was so good.
Even thank you, Jimmy.
Like a pig well, back I, in the day, but I'm I fine. Was, sorry, I was, Rich.
No, I was actually getting Rich back for that little knife that he stuck in me on the last podcast.
That's what I was thinking.
I love you, Richie.
Oh, my gosh. No, that was good. Well, yeah, I tried to get anyone out there to get scanned, but Richie was the only taker now. Like, he's got surgeries. You guys missed out.
Yeah, you guys totally. You blew it. Big time. Oh, nope, that was fun.
I was afraid to go.
Dustin's like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm just rolling the dice.
Hospital.
Rolling the dice, baby.
Oh, shoot.
Well, nice. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
This episode's sponsor is All Injury Centers at allinjurycenters.com, serving Southern California with locations in Orange, San Diego, and San Bernardino County. If you've been in an accident and you need a good attorney or a physician for consultation, please visit All Injury Centers on the web, or you can reach them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you at allinjurycenters.com.
So, Tony, why don't you... take it away for this week's discussion. Here you go, buddy.
I sure will. So, tech. It seems odd that guys from the 80s are talking about tech when we were using, you know, rulers and, well, I guess we did use calculators, so adding machines. But
not a graphing calculator.
Yeah, no.
We're getting all crazy with that tech.
I know.
Calculators and adding machines.
So yeah. So for you listeners, tonight is going to be just one of those. We're cutting edge. We're gonna delve on into solar calculators and, you know, just the stuff that I know you guys are going to be really interested in tonight. No, I digress. What was your first tech purchase, guys? Like, kids from the 80s. We rolled into tech. What was your first tech purchase where you just were excited? You got it home. You couldn't wait to start nerding out, you know?
Let me jump in. One of my first like tech purchases that I was that excited about, I got a Casio watch. And that Casio watch, it had like alarms. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't think it had a calendar, but it had like ringtones. And it was just amazing to have that on your wrist. And I was super stoked about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's dope.
The Casio watch.
Oh yeah, I remember
roll
those.
Up your sleeves so people saw it.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, 100%.
And here's the funny entertainment part of that with the watch is, you guys remember doing this? I remember, friend, when I moved to North Carolina, me and a bunch of friends during work would do this. You would use the timer and you'd do it really fast to see who could get the lowest time. Like you click it, double click, and see who could get the lowest time recorded. Oh yeah. Man, we just nerded out on that. That was the entertainment.
That's awesome.
No phones to keep us, no Candy Crush to keep us occupied.
And you were cool in high school. What happened?
Rich, were you sad when you had to take off the Swatch and slip on the Casio? Or were you ready for that tech change?
No, that was kind of flip-flopped. I think once Swatches came out, then it was like more of a fashion thing,
okay.
Like a cool thing. Like gotcha. I had the Casio starting in the 70s, I think. But
yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
way ahead of the curve.
What Ryan mentioned brings me back to having like my first digital calculator. And do you guys remember, like, yeah. If you typed in a certain number upside down, it said loose. So then there was like a whole thing where if you type in, like, there was one girl, she was 14 and she had X amount of boyfriends. What does that make her? And you hit equals and you turn upside down and it says loose. You remember that? Did you guys do that? Okay. That's
I
totally
did the weird. HE double toothpicks.
Yes. I did that one too. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Or the 8008 5.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry, it took me a while.
Immature.
I know. You know, I'm trying to remember my first really cool tech, and I think it was either walkie talkies or a transistor radio. I'm leaning towards the transistor radio. I think that was probably my first because. My brother and I shared a room, and we'd have the radio on all night. It was so weird. That was just like what we did. So we had our little transistor radio propped up in our room, and I remember incorporating dreams from this radio all night, like Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. That got into some wild dreams one night. But yeah, I think the transistor radio, I think it was like a cool color at some point, but. Anyway, yeah, high tech, man.
Very cool.
Did you ever get the intercoms? Like the little cheap little square, it was like a little intercom and it was wired, so you would wire it like all the way across the house. Me and my brother had those.
Oh, wow. No.
You hit the button to talk and then you lift up to listen. And then, yeah, we had intercoms in our rooms.
That's high tech. Cool. We had to go to the string and the tube cups. That was what we used for it.
Oh my God, Dad, how old are you?
Nice.
We had I had bought like not a boom box, but like several sizes smaller, where it was a radio tape recorder player at the same time. So I just thought it was really cool because I could really, you know, make the mix tapes without having to put this microphone next to the speaker of the radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's nice.
What? Somebody walks in a room, just messes up the whole song.
Oh yeah, it's like, oh, come on. That's the way we did it. That's the way we rolled, man.
Yep.
That's
Dusty. What about you?
Most of my stuff I could think of, I was gifted. I did have I think I got for a birthday one year. It was like a boombox, you know, AM, FM, but it had a TV setting on it as well.
Wow.
So there was no screen, but I could pick up like off the TV antenna, the audio from TV shows as well.
Oh, dang.
Nice.
That's high tech back then.
Heck yeah.
But as far as purchase, I remember going to a stereo show here in Phoenix and coming home with the stereo with, like, you know, the dual cassette and three CD player on top, but it didn't compare to the one Rich bought that we had in the living room of the apartment.
So was the CD player, was it like three discs in a circle, or were they on top? Slots? It was in circle.
Yep.
Nice. Dang. I remember that.
Even before the disc changer that would come out and then go back in. And
yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. So I remember mine was, I saw this commercial and it was a walkie talkies just like yours, Ron, but it was the Star Trek walkie talkies. And the commercial was, Kevin, this is Scott. Kevin, this is Scott. Do you read me? And they were like, you know, going back and forth. And I saw that and I had to have those. And I'm like, Mom, my parents were like, oh, just wait, you know, for your birthday or for Christmas. And I was just like, I ain't having that. You know, I remember I broke into my little piggy bank and scraped together everything I had. And we went down to the store and I want to say it was like either Jemco or Zodi's or something like that out here. And I bought it and it was so sick. You know, I turned them on. They had the little flip front with the antenna that you pulled up. Yeah. And I played even before I had somebody. I was waiting for my dad to get home because my brother wasn't born yet. And I was waiting for my dad to get home and I just couldn't wait till he pulled up. And I kept peeking out the thing to see if he'd pull up in the driveway so we could flip those things out and start doing it. But I was setting it up in various places and I was just pretending, you know, all over the house, and I'd set one just to see how far they would go. And it was awesome, man. That was my first tech purchase as a kid. And it was
glorious. Well worth it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Had the little Star Trek logo on the front and everything.
Right on.
I felt like I was on the Enterprise, man.
I remember one of the funnest is a word now, right? Fun. Anyway, fun. was the Mr. Microphone.
Oh,
you guys
remember
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wish that we should. I think, can you buy those? I think that'd still be great today. You know, especially with your high powered stereo systems. You have Mr. Microphone pumping. Do a little Beat Street, King of the Beat.
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah. That'd hey, good sick. Looking. I'll be back to pick you up later. Pick you up
later. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They would shoot your ass now for that.
Yeah. 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 None of that. I remember, I don't know if you guys remember, on my house in Colorado, we had a TG&Y there on Hancock Road, and they had a stereo section there. And I went down and bought a stereo for my bedroom. I'd saved up some money from my job, and it had the equalizer, like little equalizer things on it where you could, you know, control the treble and bass. And dude, I love that thing. It had dual cassettes and I think it still had a turntable on the top of it, but it was just one of those things where I got home and I must have played with the equalizer forever. And I think back now, it's like, and I was so, you know, excited to show everybody and tell everybody and show them how the tech worked. And I'm just like, man, could you imagine if you did that now to your kids? They'd be like, are you serious?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's too good.
Yeah.
Radio Shack had the best tech around, like computers at the time, though.
Yeah, like, take a look behind us.
I had a Tandy computer, I think right off that shelf there.
Right there, yeah. That but one it, right it was, there, I can see it.
Yeah, but like seriously, I think it was in like in BASIC, but I had one of those. You plugged it into your TV. It was, you know, pretty simple machine, but man, that got you going as far as like trying to figure out you could punch in some code and it would make like a buzzing noise. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I remember our friend Ty got.
No, anyway, go ahead.
So as we move along through our tech topics, the next topic I wanted to ask you guys is regarding tech in the 80s and tech fails. What memories do you have of recollections do you have of those?
I remember, you know, writing papers on typewriters. I mean, that's, you know, of course they're electric typewriters. We didn't have like maybe we did, I don't know. But definitely in college, I had the word processor typewriter, you know, where it was electronic and it had the little LCD on top, you know, so I felt like that was all high tech. But you tell that to our kids now, like we had to type had like paper and typewriter. Yeah, that's how we had to write reports.
I'm going to have to take a picture of one that I saved in my office. I had the IBM Selectric 3.
Yeah.
I still have it in my office. I'll take a picture and send it in.
You still use it, though?
No, it's just sitting there with papers and stuff on top of it. But I can't bear to get rid of it.
You have to get on video calls with that, Tony. Yeah. Like you're yeah. talking to somebody, like, hold on, I'm going to take a few notes, and then just start whacking. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Oh, I saw this reel that professor's a big auditorium college class, and the professor banned all computers. He didn't want anyone on their computer while he was lecturing. And you hear this guy. There's a guy who brought a typewriter in, taking notes on his typewriter. Ding.
He was up at the top. He had it plugged in. That's awesome. I'll also, when I take a picture of my typewriter, I also have my employees. They just stopped selling the ribbon, so I like bought out the last little bit. But I have the old when I would make out checks to my employees, I'd put the amounts in, and you'd pull it down, and it would like stamp it into the check. Because at the time, that was like super high tech. There was no like typing it in or writing, and it was like stamped in. And I still have that, and I still do it. And people just look at they're like, bro, can I just do direct deposit? And I'm like, nope. Come pick up your stamp check, your paper stamp check. I'm like, God, you're an antique.
That's how about classic. The old credit card machines? Did you guys work anywhere we had to use
these? Oh, yeah.
You set down the credit card and put the three pieces of paper with the blue stuff in the middle. And
And that's how they charged you. Like, they'd mail it in. The charge is so crazy.
Then they moved up to where they'd put it in the thing, and you just type it in, and it would stamp it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to think it was so sick. Like, the first time I could get my credit card, like designed, I remember going into the bank, and I'm like, oh, I want, like, a American flag in one corner, and, oh, can I take a picture, and, like, you guys can do it? And they're like, yeah, we can do that for you. And I was like, yes. I was so stoked. Get like personalized credit card, and then you'd whip that baby out. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
The sad thing is he still has it.
I don't get the same reaction anymore either. And it bums me out.
We were in the store the other day, and my daughter wanted to buy something. I was like, oh, you don't have any money. I said, ask them if they can put it on layaway. Like, what?
Nice.
Layaway. For those younger listeners, oh my gosh, if you don't know what that is, it's where you didn't have enough money to pay for an item, so you put some down on it, and you couldn't have it until you paid it off. That's how it used to be back in the day. Yeah, you didn't have the money.
A little bit of money in.
That's right. Not anymore.
You guys remember when we lived together in Phoenix, I worked at Sears. So.
Oh, yeah.
Catalog sales and layaways.
Yep.
Yeah. You literally would put something on layaway, and then it'd sit on a shelf. And sometimes people, it wouldn't even come back. They would just.
Yeah. They pay it and forget about it. But yeah. Not me. When I put stuff on layaway, I couldn't wait, man. I was excited.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, can you swing by Miller's Outpost? I need to make a payment on my new 501s.
Yeah.
Like, three payments in. I give him $5 every week. I'll get him before the end of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness. Back before credit cards. Crazy time.
But speaking of Sears too, man, I know I've mentioned this on a previous podcast, but man, that Sears catalog, Rich, that was dope, man. I remember when that thing would come to the house, we would fight over that thing. Who got it first?
Yeah.
That was sick.
Straight to the back, right?
Yep.
Oh, the Christmas edition.
Oh yeah.
High tech stuff there, baby.
Jimmy's talking about something else, but I'm not even going to acknowledge what he's talking about.
Right now.
I see you, Jimmy.
The Halloween edition? Wow.
Yeah.
Any other fails?
Oh, tech fails. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Well, I think Jimmy mentioned Betamax, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is.
Yeah.
In fact, most probably don't know what VHS is.
That's true, too.
And VHS won between VHS and Betamax. So that tells you how bad
it was.
You know, now they have all these updates, which is cool. But back in the day, it's like it sucked because you'd go out and buy the latest tech. Like, let's say you'd go buy a Betamax, and then they came out with VHS. Then they came out with, you know, the cassette, then CDs. And it's like each time you're like, oh, God, I just saved my money for that. Now I got to go out. Like, these don't work on the other things.
Right. Wasn't there two types of DVDs?
And then there was Blu-ray and DVD.
Well, yeah, DVD. I thought there was something before DVD.
There was a but there was Blu-ray and HD DVD.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Blu-ray won out probably because of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was also a giant DVD that was the size of a record player.
The Laserdisc.
Holy yeah, that's right.
My pops had one of those, and the only one he owned was Star Wars. Like the first A New Hope or whatever, but we used to watch that. It was
Right on.
That's classic.
Very techie.
It's crazy. Every time it came on, you'd be like, so clear. It's so clear. It's
so crystal clear.
Dude. Did you remember, get used to watching stuff on VHS, and then the first time you see a DVD, it's like, whoa.
It's funny because you share that kind of stuff with your kids and like, that's crap. It's like, I remember I was so excited the first time I got my first, my first house that I'd bought here in California. I bought like surround sound for the TV, and I had like the, you know, the little square box that you'd hide behind your couch or behind, whatever. And then I had to mount my speakers up in the corners, and I was so excited. I would make everybody come in. I'd put like an old like Top Gun. I go, listen, when the jets fly by, it's like it's flying around. It's so awesome. I was like so pumped. I was so pumped. And I think back now, I was like so embarrassing. It's like I made my parents and everybody. I go, sit down right here on the couch, right here, and scoot over a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, you have to be right in the middle. I remember. Tony, you remember that house in Hawaii that you came to visit us? When we built that, I made sure like that was priority to wire surround sound in that house.
Oh yeah.
And I was so excited. I got what's the really expensive speakers? The
Bose.
Yeah. I got Bose, all around. And I couldn't wait to once we moved in, I put a movie on and I was just like in heaven, and my wife hated it. She's like, can we never play that again? So I could only watch it when she was not there. All that time wiring it in the walls, mounting the speakers.
No, I remember the first time, that time when my parents came over, my mom's like, turn it down, it's hurting my ears. And then all of a sudden, my son was a baby at the time, and you hear this crying upstairs. Like, dang it, you guys are all wrecking my moment.
Well, that house was so small, too. I'm sure it did reverberate all the way upstairs too.
Totally. Yeah, small in California is like, it was a fortune to buy this little taco truck house. It was like ridiculous, but whatever.
Oh my gosh,
the surround sound sounded good.
Yeah,
well, is it about that time, Rich?
Yes, I think it is that time. It's Get to Know the 80s Flophouse Crew. Just a little bit better this week. But before we get started, do you think like the government is following us? You know, like profiling us with all we're sharing every week? I don't know. I'm a little bit worried. I think I've shared too much here. But this week we're going to talk about what your first mobile phone was. And I'm going to go ahead and start calling them out, and we'll try to figure out who had that particular model. First up, somebody said they had a Motorola Brick was their first phone.
Wow. Now, if Ty was on here, I would have said Ty.
I'm going to say Rich.
I remember Ty had a Brick. I'll say Rich, too, as well.
I'm
going to say Ryan.
I'm going to say Richie.
And Dusty's correct. It was Ryan with the Motorola Brick.
I could see Ryan was trying to keep a straight face.
I did not know you had a Brick, Ryan. When did
you know, it wasn't for me. It's my wife and I were dating, and we were in college, and she was delivering pizza, and I just did not feel comfortable with her So I went out and purchased her a phone, and it was, yeah, the brick kind, you know, the real heavy. And, but she said, she told me, she's like, Ryan, I can't talk on the phone. I feel like I'm putting on airs. I think, you know, like I'm all flexing because I'm on the phone in her Ford. She's in her, on the phone in her Ford Escort driving around. So I was like, well, you don't have to use it, but just, you know, if you get in trouble, you can call me that way. Anyway, but that thing, oh, ancient, ancient. It was crazy. Well,
that thing would have been better used as a weapon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
By the time she called you, it was a 15-minute process.
Yeah. That's so true. But it gave me peace of mind, Jimmy.
Yeah. First off, that was very thoughtful of you, Ryan.
Yeah.
That was very thoughtful.
But secondly, tell Ellie that she would have fit in great here in the OC. Because flexing is just a way of life here. Everybody comes out flexing hard, trying on 10, volume all the way.
Yeah. My wife is totally the opposite. She's anti-flex. Like, she's keeping it real. Like, beautiful. And if I try to flex, she'll, like, correct me. And
beautiful.
Like, she'll say, like, if I'm even trying to elaborate or, you know, make it a little more than it is. She's like, no, Ryan, that's not true. That's, she's kind of reminds me of Dusty in a way. She fact checks me all the time.
Dusty fact check. Hey, we need those.
I love those
in our life. I definitely do.
I do. Yeah, we need to keep it real. Sometimes we get a little out of hand and start making things up.
Too big for your britches.
That's right.
So this is going to be tough. The next two both had Nokia flip phones, and I'm not going to give the model number because it will mean absolutely nothing. But one was 1999 and the other was 3310. But they were both flip phones. Oh. Nokia brand.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would say that's definitely a Tony Rich. And a Richie. Tony and Richie both had Nokias. You can
see it all over Rich their face. And Dusty.
Say Rich and Ryan. Jimmy.
I already did mine, Jimmy.
But I did said, have I'm one going with you. Your vote.
Oh.
He's voting along with
I'm
you.
With you. Along I'm with you.
You. Well, nobody got that one right. It was Tony and Jimmy. Both had Nokia phones.
Oh.
Right on, Jimmy. See, you knew what was up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mine wasn't a flip phone. It was the blue hard case.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a candy
I don't
bar
think.
Then.
Did Nokia make flip phones? I don't think they did.
But that thing was awesome, man.
Yeah,
that
those were
was, it was candy sturdy bars. As could be.
Those were solid. Yeah.
3310. That's the one I had.
Yeah,
the
I had that.
3310.
Yep.
I had my convoy moment with my Nokia phone. I was driving the U-Haul from Colorado to North Carolina. And I was towing a car and I had the Nokia phone and I'm talking and I'm like kind of by some sunrise. I'm like, yeah, we're moving on, baby. I gave myself a name and everything.
I love it. Dang. I love it. Who was your? Do you remember who your carrier was at the time when you had your Nokia, Jimmy?
I think
that's who mine was. Mine was Sprint too.
Okay.
Yeah, because Sprint was running.
Were there many carriers back then? I don't know.
It was like AT&T and Sprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Yeah, Sprint was my carrier.
Dang. That's crazy.
Nice. All right, the next two also. Pick the same phone, so I think you're probably going to guess who had a Sprint Samsung flip phone. That would be myself
and Dust. For those keeping track.
Thanks. I was lost there for a bit. Samsung, yeah.
Was that the Razor flip or the...
No, this is...
No, Razors were flat. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... this was pre that, but... I kind of nerd out on phones, so I'm going to show you the next phones that I bought.
Oh,
here
okay.
is a Motorola.
Oh, yes. Ooh,
looks like the BlackBerry. Nice.
That's the BlackBerry.
Right. So this is the poor man's BlackBerry.
Oh, it was not a real BlackBerry. Oh.
No, gotcha. No. This is a Motorola something. I don't know. It's through Sprint.
Dang it. I should have brought mine.
Yeah.
And then... I got into like PDFs, like Palm Pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Then Palm came out with a really cool phone. This thing is tiny and it had a little tiny keyboard here, but it had like Palm functions and it was so cool. It used to work. All All right. Nice.
Yeah.
So then
I had my. Oh, go ahead, Rich.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. You. By all means, Jim Richie.
So then I stuck with Palm, and this is the Palm Pre. I don't know if you remember these.
Nice.
But it did this. It did that.
Oh, yeah. I had that. Yeah.
And then on the back, you could check your makeup with the mirror there.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. The Palm Pre.
That mirror looks a little stained.
Then I got into Android phones, and the first Android, the Hero, had a little trackball at the bottom, which was pretty trippy.
Nice.
Dang, you have them all.
Taking us down memory lane. What's
then first iPhone?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Three. Is that three?
What's that?
Another three?
I think it's a one, but I have no idea.
I think they
I guess Rich, there were a few burner phones in that mix, weren't there, for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Rich, it's so funny that you have all, because I have all mine too. I have probably 20 phones in a box that
I'm
not.
We should have brought them out. We should have all done that.
I left them in Washington.
I have a bunch too.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I have some pictures of them I took, but like almost every generation of iPhone, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how phones went from big to small? The smaller the better, is all like, and then they're then bigger now. It's just crazy how that works. But used to be the cooler ones were the small ones.
Yeah. You can put them in your pocket and
sit
down comfortably. All right. Okay. Get to know the floppers. Thanks, guys. We'll throw it back to Tommy.
Okay, now that you got to know us a little better and saw Rich's cool phone collection, which that was
that's Rich. Awesome.
Thank you for sharing that. Do you guys have a favorite app?
Hmm.
I have lots.
Can we narrow it down to one, and then maybe you can elaborate on your second favorite?
I think for me, the most useful app. I mean, I use a lot of apps all the time, but one that I've used for a long time and I use it all for everything it's called TurboScan. And it's where you take a picture of anything and it turns it into a PDF and sends it out. Any documents that you need, any faxing kind of thing, just take a picture, converts it to whatever format, and sends it out. Brilliant. I mean, I use it all the time.
That's built into Android.
What? Ouch.
They have one built into iPhone now, too.
Yeah, I think it is, probably. I just still stick with TurboScan. But, yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite app. I think, I mean, I like the YouTubes, because that can take up most of my time, whether it's YouTube music or just YouTube staring at videos and going down that whole little rabbit hole. But, modern app, yeah. That's what I dig.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Dusty, what kind of cooking apps do you have on your phone right now?
I have zero.
Ooh.
No.
He's old school. He uses a book.
Oh.
No.
The joy of cooking.
No, if I get a cooking idea in my head, then I just Google it and find a recipe and see if I'm on the right track.
So there you go. Google's your app, right, Dust?
Yeah.
I guess. Google. But now, YouTube and Amazon Music.
Okay.
My go-tos.
Yeah. Pornhub. Yeah. Never mind.
I don't think they have an app. Do they?
And Candy Crush.
Dang it.
Candy Crush.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm all about my Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Your Spotify
guy. I love Spotify. Yeah. Listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
That or the Reddit app. I spend a lot of time on Reddit.
Yeah. Reddit can be dangerous, though. They lead you down rabbit holes sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to visit your OnlyFans page yet, Jimmy. You'll have to shout that out to the listeners.
It's free.
Limited time always.
But you told me it's tasteful, right?
Very.
Very.
It's all tasteful.
You know, it's interesting. My probably my most used app right now. I know you didn't ask this, but I'm volunteering this information. It's lately. It's been that doggone Yahoo Fantasy Football app. I've been on that thing night and day, just shuffling things. And Dusty's making me so mad. I don't know how you got so stacked on that. But anyway,
I don't know how your team's so good. Well, I don't know how your record is so good.
Because I win games, Dust. That's how I get a good record.
Looking at your roster.
No, my roster.
I don't know how you do it.
It's a lot of flip. It's like day trading in stocks. It's like a revolving door in my football team. It's like, oh, you're out. You had less than 20 points. You're gone.
He better not start watching fantasy advice shows or he's going to be just destroying his bench.
He has two kickers on his roster right now.
Well, because one's on a bye. Dust, what do you do? I don't want to get rid of my kicker.
Drop one.
I don't want you because I like my kicker. He's been good luck for me.
Dude, I forget to check mine. Lynette's like,
good luck?
Yeah, I forget to check mine.
Do you get your points, Ryan, or not?
Huh?
Do you get your points or not?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, nice.
I'm in second place right now.
I'm in last. So I'm not the person to say anything about fantasy football at all.
I forgot we were playing until you guys brought it up.
Tony, I'm playing you this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
We got your $20. That's all that really matters.
Yeah. Justy's the commission. He's got the money. He's going to be spanking it when he's done.
Yeah, whatever.
To skip town with your guys' $120.
Mine goes back to the flop house if I happen to win.
Nice. Sorry, we got off on a tangent.
No, no worries. It's funny. I have my favorite app is Apple iTunes app. I love it. I'm on it every day, constantly. I like the fact that I can look up lyrics to songs that I and find out I've been singing them wrong all of these years. You know, like so that's kind of cool. I like that. I also the part that I don't like about it is I share music and people don't have it. So like, dude, I don't have Apple Music. I'm like, all right. I guess I'll have to send you YouTube or just forget you.
Just send us the name.
Yeah,
and we'll look it up on Spotify.
There you go. I use my Swift Scan a lot too. You'd like your
like Turbo Scan?
Yeah, I like Swift Scan. Yeah. I do the Swift Scan Pro. There's all kinds of little features on it, and I can encrypt things and do all kinds of fun stuff. So it's nice. I do use my Square a lot for business. So that's cool. Yeah.
Bringing money in.
Love the apps, baby. Yeah. File it in.
Oh man, I have so many. It's insane. Like I'm way too many apps. Like
I just downloaded a shop grocery stores app.
Oh nice.
Nice.
Yeah, what's the stupidest app that you've ever downloaded?
Albertson's. I just opened it up.
Wait, I do use my what is it called Birdies app a lot. 18 Birdies. That's a cool app. So whenever I'm playing, anybody that is on there can see the scores and they can real time text me. BS, you didn't get that on that hole. I know you're lying. You know, it's got like a video feature, so you can prove it to them.
Yeah, really,
it's really cool. It shows all the different courses, what you shot on each hole, what your handicap is. That way, if you join a tournament and you lie about your handicap, they can go on the 18 Birdies and go, well, why does your handicap on 18 Birdies say this? And you're signing up like this, sandbagger. But that's a fun app. Then my Stash app where I could lose all my money day trading. I like to think that I'm a day trader, but my record tells me otherwise. But apps are fun. I like them.
Yeah, they are. They are fun. I mean, I guess Instagram probably is the most time I spend on constantly looking for ideas. And so, yeah, when I scan reels on Instagram, it's to look for ideas. Like my family, sometimes they'll just scan looking at reels. And I do that too, but I have a purpose. so I can justify spending so much time on Instagram.
Okay. IG with purpose. There
IG
we go.
With the purpose.
There's something wrong with Instagram's algorithm. Because, like, I'll go to search something, and there's always things that come up as suggestions that shouldn't be there.
Hmm. Like what,
I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, I do think they get it wrong sometimes. Like, and even TikTok sometimes gets it wrong.
Like, I have anxiety. They don't... When like, somebody asks me, like, oh, it's on Instagram. And then I go, oh, let me look it up. And then I'll go on my phone and I'll go to click on Instagram. And I'm like, I'm not opening this because if I search, it's going to have stupid stuff on it. And I don't want people to... Is that me or...
No, apparently. Well, they target our age group, you know.
I get a ton of hair replacement ads, so they are pretty spot on because I would love nothing more than to have a full head of hair.
Yeah.
My favorite is when I'm in the middle of a business meeting and our friend, our fellow flopper, Ty, will send me radically inappropriate, something, and I'll open it up and it'll be sitting on the table in the middle of a boardroom.
Totally.
It'll be playing. I'll be like, oh
I know who did it then. It's Ty. And, so I'm going to blame him.
Yes. And don't ever open Ty's text in church. I'll just tell you that right now. Not okay. I don't know why Sunday's his day, but he does.
Shout out.
Send me a lot of stuff.
We love you, Ty.
But you know, on Yahoo too, like I'm on my football app and it constantly gives me dating local girls near you 50 and over. And I'm like, always. And I always say, I dislike, dislike, dislike. They just keep coming. My daughter's like, Dad, what does that have dating 50-year-olds over near you? I'm like, I don't know. I hide the ad. I tell them I don't like it. I tell them it's inappropriate. And they keep coming.
So, I get those all the time, too.
Yeah,
just but I don't know what where it came from.
Yeah,
I wonder if they send it to all like.
They look at our age group and they're males over 50 and we're a bunch of loser, you know, overstimulated.
Anyway. I don't get any of those.
I don't know where it's going with that.
I don't get any of those. I was with
you until the end, man. You had me in the first part and then you lost me, brother.
That's not the word I meant. I mean, you know.
Oh, I dare you to do this. Maybe next time you get one of those ads, say, honey, look at this. Straighten up or else.
There's options.
There's a lot of options nearby. Hey. It says it's in my neighborhood.
Dude, I've got to ask you guys this question. Do you ever get like people that follow, like girls that'll follow you on Instagram and you're like, is this a troll? Like there's like, it's like, what is going on here? It's like, this isn't good. I need to show this right away and delete this. Or like,
let me tell you this story real quick. I got a scam text. It said, are you Robbie? I'm like, no, sorry. Wrong number. Have a good day. Oh, who is this? Do you want to be friends? I'm like, hey, no offense. I don't know who you are. Just leave me alone. She's like, I'm a good looking girl. I'm like, hey, listen, do not text me anymore because if my wife sees this, she's going to kill me, she's going to kill you, and she's going to kill Robbie. So don't text me anymore. That's awesome. She didn't.
Wow.
Awesome. So is it time for the mailbag, Rich?
Yes. It's time for the mailbag.
Time for the mailbag.
You know, I envision this whole mailbag intro like kind of like the Sopranos a little bit. You know how it kind of fades in?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like it. We just need to hire some writers.
I love what you do. I like honestly, when you just spit rhymes. I love it.
I do too. Original. Okay. This is one of my favorite part of the shows, by the way. I love the mailbag.
Me too.
Mailbag's great. Let's jump into it. First listener feedback came from safety dance at Gmail. They wrote, I saw Ryan in Big Five Sporting Goods last week. He was asking the attendant for a new skateboard and elbow pads. Immediately, Senior Protective Services burst through the front door and cuffed him.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. I'm glad they're looking out for you. It was like a silver alert.
Yeah.
That's good. Silver alert. Big Five, huh? I took Ryan as more of a Dick's guy.
Oh. Rich, we call that Richards in our family.
Dick Sporting Goods.
Yeah. Richards. Yeah.
Upscale.
What? Upscale. That's not nice, Ryan.
What? Richards? Oh, well, I'm not throwing shade at you. I'm just saying Richard is another name for Dick, and it's just more appropriate.
I got you.
So, yeah.
Next up, we heard from Cougartown USA at Yahoo. Wrote, "You guys are so funny and hot. I saw Tony mowing his yard last week wearing only a thong and a straw hat. Does he do parties?" All right, we'll get you in touch, Cougar Town. No
it
worries.
Wasn't that leopard print one, was it, Tony?
No, I'm doing this. You guys didn't listen on the other show. Jimmy and I talked about I'm a commando guy pretty much 90% of the time. But
not when you mow your lawn.
Nah, I will throw on that leopard print when I...
Good call.
Yeah.
You don't want to overheat out there.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a heat wave coming through.
Stay safe.
California too.
Yeah, stay safe.
Yes, thank you.
Next up from Dios Mio on Instagram, they wrote, "Jimmy is so white, he thinks cilantro is a resort town in Central America."
I'm saving all my money to go there.
Cilantro.
Yeah. It's right on the coast.
The Savoia y cilantro.
I hear you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Good one, Jimmy.
So,
yes. Right. That was good.
That's true. That is good, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Okay. Next up, Hammered Life Coach at Gmail writes, "The YouTube shows are amazing. You know what I heard? Dustin finally completed his own personal Pieta, his Mona Lisa. Dusty successfully transcribed the entire 1987 Farmer's Almanac onto a single head of cabbage."
Nice, Dust. Congratulations.
Congrats.
That sounds like pictures. A lot of fun.
That's a great life goal.
That's, yeah. Wait, are you? Oh, yeah, you are produce. That's right. I was taking him for the meat department.
Whoa.
Dusty. No, you're for the Albertsons supermarket, but the meat department is mine. You guys remember that jingle?
Yeah, I do.
I was just thinking it was Dusty, but his is the produce department.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Jimmy used to sing that all the time to me.
Yeah. That's a good jingle. We still remember it.
I know.
When I lived in Denver, there was this guy that I knew. He was a butcher in like King Supers or whatever. But he was like 5'10 and he weighed 422 pounds.
He was a big guy.
A big dude. So he just like putting stock in the meat shelves and all this stuff. And a lady comes up and she goes, "How would you cook this?" And he goes, "Ma'am, I'm a vegetarian."
Wow.
Oh,
holy cow.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Bustin Darton at Yahoo wrote, "Richie is a pariah."
That's it?
Yeah, that's weird. It's almost like your name does. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, Concerned Scottsdale Moms on IG wrote, "Richie is the guy who gives out last year's candy canes for Halloween."
Got to get rid of them somehow.
Nice.
Yeah. Why? I'm not throwing away money like that.
No. I gave away, like, we had trick-or-treaters last night. So my wife and I turned off all the lights because we ran out of candy. Went and watching a movie on the couch. It was dark, and they still knocked on our door. And I was, like, looking around, and I found a half, you know, those big things of Skittles, the big tubs. I just grabbed the whole thing. I just sit here. Gave it all to them. They were so excited. Then I shut off all the lights except our TV.
Nice. Got a return listener at Taco Tuesdays appropriated my culture.
on Snap.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote, love the Spotify shows. And I think it's cool that Ryan rides horses and shows he's environmentally responsible. But can someone explain why he opened a cobalt strip mine on his Washington ranch? You want to elaborate at all on that, Ryan?
Yeah. Cobalt's, you know, that's the new up and coming element.
Yeah.
It's got any nickel? Right? It's on the periodic table.
You guys mining any nickel out there, Ryan?
No, nickel's so last year, Tony.
Okay. All right.
Nice. I love it. Thank you, Taco Tuesdays. Appropriation. Next up, younglove at Gmail writes, I caught Jimmy smelling his armpits on last week's show. Gross. But when Dusty leaned over to smell Jimmy's pits, I thought, oh, what a cute couple. Nice guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. That is cute.
It's cute.
Dustin, no comment?
Nope.
Dustin, you got a comment.
Dust. Okay. He's last one.
Trying to get used to this camera stuff.
I thought he was going to lean over in the box and smell you, Jimmy.
Last one. At StalkerWalker on IG writes, I love you guys and I love the show. Did you know that Tony and Ty got together last week? They tried to relive a little bit of that high school magic. And yep, they ended up passed out in Ty's truck with some empty Little Kings on the floorboard and hickeys on their necks.
Wow.
Somebody's following you.
Yeah.
Dang, gotta, you never know.
Well, you know, it happens sometimes.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Sorry.
Well, go ahead, Ryan.
I wanted to just dig a little deeper on the hickeys part. Is that still a thing? Is a hickey like an 80s thing, or do people still do hickeys? And do they even call it hickeys? I'm just curious. Mm-hmm.
They call them Trailer Park engagement rings.
Ryan, did you say hickeys or doohickeys?
I said hickeys.
Oh, okay.
Doohickeys.
What is a doohickey?
Definitely an outdated term, but we used it all the time.
I think the last time I had a hickey was probably years ago.
Mine was decades ago.
Years ago. 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm thinking high school. I mean, I don't know.
I just said that I got hit in the lower abdomen with a racquetball.
Oh, that's not where I was thinking hickeys live. But anyway.
Well, I think they could live anywhere, right?
Well.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
I didn't get that look, Tony.
Nice. Well, thank you to our listeners. Please subscribe to all of our social media feeds and continue the great input. And you can send us an email on hello@theflophousepodcast.com. Thank you for listening in. Please subscribe and download. And we'll see you on the flop side.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.